This won't be easy to do on the radio, but that's never stopped me before. I need to paint a picture, so to speak. So, picture a clearing in the woods, full black bell of night sky overhead, a half moon, loads of stars. The home is in the center of the picture, glowing yellow-orange, the top half brightly, the lower dimly. It's a teepee, Dodger's and mine, our second one. There's as much pole height above the cover as within it, giving it a sort of hourglass shape. The fire pit in there is cooking, literally. The lining, which surrounds the living space inside from floor to about head height, differentiates the brightness of the two yellow-orange glows. You can make out a bit of smoke at the top, drifting through the smoke flaps, but not much. It's good, dry, seasoned maple burning in there. Very little smoke. Just enough to send that unmistakable burning wood fragrance out into the clearing. You can smell something else, too, the closer you get to the teepee. Food. Push the door cover aside, and you can see the Dutch oven, an old-timey Dutch oven, black cast iron, three-footed, heavy as a concrete block, sitting in a pile of red-hot embers at the edge of the fire pit. It's a venison and vegetable stew. You can smell it right now, can't you? There are candles and kerosene lanterns on overturned crates, several outsized pillows propped against the lining and poles at the back, on layers of wool blankets and sleeping bags. Now, tell me, does this not just define the most romantic setting you have ever seen on your radio? The teepee was our first big project together as a couple. We took on the whole package ourselves, cutting down the balsam trees for poles, peeling, smoothing, and prepping them, making the stakes and lacing pins, sewing the cover, a massive undertaking, accomplished on a sewing machine designed for human clothing, not human dwellings, figuring out how to set the thing up and make it work. Our home in the woods was the teepee, plus an ancient canvas umbrella tent for storing tools and other possessions we couldn't leave behind, an outdoor kitchen under a big tarp canopy, a sweat lodge, and a sitting area around a giant fire pit, another spot where we deployed the Dutch oven. I really do go all romancy and starry-eyed reflecting on it. It was romantic. It holds, it nourishes that memory ethos down through the decades, and there's nothing made up or exaggerated in the above. But between you and me, as with all things romantic, I concede the point. You elide certain components of the big picture in these moments. You just do. The times the mosquitoes were so bad, you simply could not get away from them. You were eating them, even inside the teepee. The times the weather was so bad, there was nothing to do but try to stay warm, stay dry, stay positive about the chances of growing old in your skin. The times you were so beat up from cutting, hauling, and chopping wood, you wanted to accidentally, on purpose, back the truck over your chainsaw. The times you came to realize you are absolutely on your own out here. If something were to go wrong, something really critical and really wrong. This was 40 years ago. There wasn't another human being or a telephone within miles and hours. I'm happy to say, and I've said it here before, the romance is alive and well. The clearing in the woods is still there. Our cabin won't leave a much bigger footprint than the teepee for anyone who measures these things. But that picture I painted as I started reminiscing today,